Stark, this is Rick Tating on William McNally. William, W-I-L-L-I-A-M. McNally, M-C-N-A-L-L-Y. The date of birth is date of consultation 4/8/25. Date of birth 9/13/59. Patient's last name is McNally. M C N A L L Y. N as in Nancy. M as in Mary. McNally. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is history of obstructive sleep apnea. Next paragraph is presentless. This is a sixty-five-year-old overweight male who has a past history of obstructive sleep apnea, has been on a CPAP setup at home and has been compliant with his CPAP machine. The patient has no daytime sleepiness, denies fevers, chills, night sweats, and denies any leg swelling. Denies any leg swelling and no calf muscle pains. He has a prior history of chronic atrial fibrillation and hypertension. Next paragraph. Other past history includes history of tonsillectomy in 1964, pilonidal cyst in 81, atrial fibrillation with ablation in 2011, and history of prostate cancer, status post radiation therapy. He has had a history of rheumatoid arthritis for which he is on oral Plaquenil. The patient has hyperlipidemia and mild diabetes. Next paragraph, allergies to methotrexate. Next, habits, the patient smoked 2 packs per day. For 2 packs per day for 30 years. Occasional alcohol use. Next paragraph, family history. Father died of dementia. Mother died of pneumonia and ARDS. Next paragraph. System reveals patient has no fatigue or fever. He had cataracts and no glaucoma. No sore throat or hoarseness. And no urinary frequency or flank pains. He has no shortness of breath or wheezing, but has occasional cough and apneic episodes. No abdominal pain, no nausea, vomiting. Denies black stools, diarrhea, or constipation. No chest or jaw pain or arm pain. He has no depression or anxiety. He has easy bruising. And he has some joint pains of his extremities and no skin rash. Next, medalist included amlodipine 10 milligrams daily. Pravastatin 40 milligrams daily, metformin 500 milligrams BID, lisinopril 40 milligrams daily, lisinopril 40 milligrams daily, Plaquenil 200 milligrams BID, allopurinol 300 milligrams daily and prednisone 2.5 milligrams daily. Next, physical exam. This is a obese, middle-aged male who's alert, no acute distress. No palisanos, it's ictus superfluidema. Blood pressure. Blood pressure. 137/70. Pulse is 80 respirations, 20 times 97. Weight is 300 pounds. Saturation 97. And the heart rate was 80. The head, eyes, ears, nose, and throat. Head non-sphalic, pupils reactive. Tongue is moist, throat is clear, ears non-formation. Neck supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement, lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions. And lungs are clear. Heart, the absence of regular S1, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, no edema or lesions. Mild varicosities, no calf tenderness. Reflexes, 1+ with no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerves, grossly intact. Skin, no lesions noted. Next paragraph, breast, number 1. Obstructive sleep apnea, number 2 is history of hypertension. Number 3 is diabetes mellitus. Number 4 is exogenous obesity. And number 5 is hyperlipidemia. Next paragraph, plan. Patient has been advised to get a complete pulmonary function study and a CT chest. No contrast. He was advised to go for a polysomnogram and he may qualify for a new CPAP machine. He was advised to lose weight and go for a regular exercise program. And advised to come in for a follow-up in approximately 6 weeks, or really if necessary. Thank you for this consultation. Copy 4. Follow up visit here approximately 6 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Brian Bogdanowicz, B-O-G-D-A-N-O-W-I-C-Z, Bogdanowicz, M.D. Thank you, Dr. Souza.